Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about artificial intelligence and what one big tech company is doing to try to make sure they develop AI applications ethically. This week, Salesforce.com announced it would hire Paula Goldman to lead a new office called the Office of Ethical and Humane Use. This office will focus on developing strategies to use Salesforce technology in an ethical and humane way. With the development of this new Office of Ethical and Humane Use, Salesforce plans to merge law, policy, and ethics to develop products in an ethical manner. And that's interesting because Salesforce has come under fire from its very own employees for certain contracts they hold with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Services. Salesforce, in a statement, says, "We understand that we have a broader responsibility to society and aspire to create technology that not only drives the success of our customers, but also drives positive social change and benefits humanity." This is a really interesting development from one of tech's most influential companies. Several tech companies have come under fire from their own employees as well as outside activists for technologies that they're developing that some say are being used for, say, less than ethical means, particularly technologies that are being deployed in the Department of Defense and in the Border Protection Services. Google, for example, has published a set of their own ethical principles on how they will use AI and have decided not to renew a contract they had with the Department of Defense and have dropped out of another bid for a $10 billion cloud computing contract with the Pentagon. At Salesforce, more than 650 Salesforce employees wrote a letter to their CEO to protest the company's work with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection in light of recent zero-tolerance immigration policies being enforced. And later, tech workers, employees, and activists demonstrated in front of the Salesforce Tower in San Francisco. Salesforce is trying to respond to these criticisms and concerns by creating this new department and making this key executive hire. It'll be interesting to see if more tech companies take this type of proactive approach to making sure their technologies are going to be used in an ethical and humane manner and to assuage the concerns of their own employees as well as outside activists. AI is going to be huge once again in 2019. This is yet just another element of the AI story that's worth following. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.